quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Observer Live. We are here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, usually with Brian Alvarez. Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern with Josh Nason. And Saturday mornings with my esteemed colleague Jim Valley at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. Right now, you are listening to the sultry voice of one filthy Tom Lawler as I host the show today. I will be joined in the following segment and segments of the show by longtime wrestling star Lance Storm, and we will talk about the fallout from AEW Dynamite, which took place last night. And in itself was fallout from AEW All In, which was Sunday at Wembley Stadium, the biggest show of the year. Over 40,000 people walked through the turnstile count in Wembley Stadium to watch 6 title changes at All In. And we will get down to the happenings, the moving ons, and everything else going on in AEW since then. We can take a look at TNA, a preview of the TNA show, which will air tonight, TNA on AMC. We have a spoiler-free lineup for SmackDown, which will take place tomorrow. This show was taped last week along with Monday Night Raw on Friday in Cleveland, Ohio. So it'll be a week old. It'll be stale action, but it'll be new for everybody in TV land. And we can also talk about the Collision lineup as that was taped last night, and any other news that happens to come up. We will get into it in the next segments of Wrestling Observer Live.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by 2 young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset, All In Lid, isn't about what you wear, it's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership. A reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple: to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Progressive knows when it's 3 a.m. and you can't sleep, your mind starts racing, asking the big questions.
Why doesn't glue stick to the inside of the bottle?
How come you never see baby pigeons?
Am I breathing weird right now, or have I always breathed like this?
Progressive can't help with those questions. But if the question keeping you up at night is about your insurance, rest assured, we're here online when you need us, 24/7, 365.
But seriously, where are all the baby pigeons?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, back on the air. Filthy Tom Lawler is your host for the day. That's me. And I am joined by not Brian Alvarez, certainly not Mike Sempervivi, as he has departed. He's no longer with us. But on the other end,
he's departed the show and he's no longer with the show, to be clear.
I'm keeping it open-ended. But joining me, as you could tell, on the other line, the other end, is longtime wrestling star Lance Storm. Lance, how's it going today?
Good. I'm here to keep it serious for a minute.
Can I wait the remaining 57 seconds and then start with the frivolity?
Sure. Let's get into the frivolity and offbeat shenanigans.
I mean, we may have to because it's not like there's a ton of wrestling news going on. I mean, I was perusing through the website, going on social media, trying to find what do we talk about today. I mean, of course, there was AEW last night, which, you know, normally we would just recap a two-hour wrestling show, but it is seemingly impossible. Impossible. It's not going to happen. Tony Khan is not going to stick the allotted time slot because after a two-hour pre-show or whatever on Sunday and then 4.5 hours of wrestling, which, listen, I'm not going to complain. There was virtually no downtime on that show. It was boom, 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 match, 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 action, 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 4.5 hours of some of the best pay-per-view wrestling you're going to see. But on the heels of that, we got another 30-minute. I don't know what your television said, but mine had it at like 24 extra minutes past the top of the hour for Dynamite. So a near 2.5 hour show on the heels of 6.5 hours of AEW on Sunday.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, like, the main event started after the show was supposed to be over. And I think that's where, you know, we've talked about it a million times on this show, that it tends to not hold viewers well. But, you know, maybe at least get your world champion in the ring before the show's supposed to go off the air. Because if you were planning on watching something at 10 o'clock Eastern, you might just switch because the main event hasn't even started. You haven't had a chance to get hooked. And I set my DVR for an extra 30 minutes, and I didn't think I was going to see the end of this main event.
Yeah, and this is not the first time that it's happened. This happens quite frequently. It's not like the main event is going on and they go into an overrun, which feels like how it started. But now it's like there's at least one entire segment that'll take place. They'll go into the overrun in the co-main or whatever you want to call it, the penultimate segment of the show, and then air 20 minutes of a match or a promo or an angle or something afterwards. And yeah, I think it's similar to what happened on Sunday with the Trios Gauntlet Battle Royal match casino thing that they had with the 7 teams 21 man elimination match for the Trios titles. But they did the same thing where it's like you're waiting, the match is going on, you're waiting for the introduction of who you're expecting it to be, the New Day or who are now the New Level, but we never even got there. What happened is there was 2 minutes left about in the broadcast on the pre-show. Everybody does a big double down, right? So there's like 1 minute left. And you could tell the announcers are even expecting, okay, something's going to happen. Somebody, the music's going to hit. The thing's going to count down. There's 30 seconds left, it says, before we go to pay-per-view. And then Excalibur just goes, you got to tune in. And it goes black. And it's like, you couldn't at least hit the music. You know, if you hear that, I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. You don't even need to see them come out. All you need to do is hear that music. If you're hoping to get people to stick around or hoping to get them to buy the pay-per-view. And granted, I don't think there's a lot of people that were watching that were on the fence. Like, oh boy, if it's not the New Day coming out here, I'm not plopping down that $40. But, you know, I like the idea of creating like that suspense. And I think that that's another instance in which they kind of missed the boat. They could have had, you know, Will Ospreay coming out there at 11:59 or whatever it is, you know, instead of at 12:10 on the show, you know?
Yep. It's a long show, and it really makes me wonder. I don't understand it. Whether it's just a case of, as Brian says, he's crazy and loves his wrestling and doesn't care, or whether they're just that unprecise with their timing of the show to at least get the main event out there during the actual show. Because it'd be a shame if Will Ospreay's first match as world champion and the big angle to set up the main event of All Out is the lowest rated segment on the show.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, too, like those aren't mutually exclusive things, Lance. Like Tony Khan could just be crazy and want to get all that stuff in, and that's what leads to, you know, adding stuff to the last minute or the poor timing on the show as it's laid out. I enjoyed Dynamite. I enjoyed the pay-per-view, but it's just too much sometimes. On the heels of talking about these overruns and everything, before we go to break, I'll get into this because I don't normally like to talk about these sorts of things. However, my good friend Paul Fontaine has an article up on the front page of the website about the ratings as a slew of ratings came in overnight, including last Friday's SmackDown, Saturday's Collision, and Sunday's NXT Heatwave. And pretty jarring when you look at them, although there are some, you know, some easy explanations. Last Friday's SmackDown averaged 1,124,000 viewers on USA, down 12.2%. from the previous week and their lowest audience since the 4th of July weekend. Well, I'm not surprised that it was down from the previous week because the previous week had that Kevin Owens challenge for CM Punk's world title, which I thought was built up great on the microphone between these two. You can feel the animosity coming through the screen into your living room. So I'm not surprised that the follow-up show to that came in with lower ratings, a 0.23 in the 18 to 49 demo, which is down almost 30% from the previous week. So that's alarming. AEW Collision, which was the go-home show for All In the following day, averaged 343,000 viewers, a 0.06 in the 18 to 49. Overall viewers down 13.6%. And, you know, I'll be honest, like, these AEW Collision shows on a Saturday before the pay-per-view, I see very little reason to tune into them as a viewer. I don't expect big angles coming out of them. It reminds me of, like, when WCW would have a big show on Sunday and you're watching WCW Saturday night angles take place, which have nothing to do with what you're watching on the big show Sunday night. So I don't put much stock into those, but what I want to talk about, unless you have something to say about that one, Lance, sorry.
I just think when AEW fans know they have 6 hours pending of really big stuff on Sunday, I can see you wanting a breather Saturday night.
Well, and you need a breather if you're an AEW fan, because not only are you getting that 6 hours or 7 hours of AEW this week, but the previous week you had Ring of Honor. You had a big, their biggest show of the year, right? So if you're a hardcore AEW fan, you had Ring of Honor. I don't know if it was what show, not Final
Death
Battle,
Before
but one of the
Dishonor?
Shows.
Is it Death Before Dishonor?
Which is the previous week, and that's their biggest show of the year. So you get 2 weeks back to back, and the show that did the worst out of all of them, the one that struggled the most, NXT Heatwave, 281,000 viewers. So very low rating for NXT Heatwave. And we will be back to talk the rest of wrestling news on Wrestling Observer Live.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-796-1468. 800-796-1468. 800-796-1468. That's 800-796-1468.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, I got some news for you. If you're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi, it's the wrong show. Because today, it's Filthy Tom and it's Lance Storm. I have no clue how you could even pull that one off. I don't know if you could go back through the archives and somehow hook it up, but it ain't happening, brother. Brian is gone today. He's on assignment. We sent them packing. And Mike is, sadly, he's no longer here. But you know who's going to be here with us tonight, Lance, on AMC. It's going to be the cast of TNA Wrestling. TNA tonight, as every Thursday for the past... What's it been? Since January?
Yep. Early January, we started on AMC. We're on Sportsnet 360 in Canada for Canadians that may be listening. But yeah, we've got, I guess the biggest thing probably for tonight is the Zoe Serrano in-ring debut. She's in a tag match with Zaya Brookside facing Indy Hartwell and Harley Hudson. So Zoe's big in-ring debut with Impact. We've got Jason Hotch and Trey Miguel facing off for... the number one contendership to the international championship whenever Mustafa gets cleared and can return. And
wait, hold on. Mustafa won that match? He won the match he got hurt in?
Yeah.
He walked away the champion?
He did.
He, after taking that cross body off the top of the cage?
Yeah, he took more in the ring afterwards, too. He's a tough son of a gun.
Breaking his ribs or whatever? Holy crap.
Yeah, and we also have a X Division qualifier, Casey Navarro, and the newly signed Joe Alonso, because with Leon exercising option C, they're doing a six-way X Division match at Bound for Glory for the to be the new champion. So they're doing qualifiers. We also have again newly signed as well, Kira Hogan against Ali, and AJ Francis will also be in action.
Yeah.
Lots of new people in Impact.
I believe BDE also taking on Dutch. Did you mention that? Did I miss that?
I did not. No, that wasn't in the post that I pulled up. But the Righteous trying to recruit BDE. So maybe we will get the, I guess I can't probably say his name other than the initials. But if you know what BDE stands for, the Righteous BDE would be an interesting crew.
Is he? He's Korean?
Is who Korean?
The D is Dong. That's a Korean surname.
I suppose you can say the word dick on the radio, right?
Whoa.
Can you not?
Well, it depends if we're talking about the usual host of the show, sure. You can call him that all you want, but I don't know. I don't know the rules on this.
I certainly called Brian worse.
TNA, this show, where did this one take place? Oh, from Ontario.
Brampton, Ontario.
And in just a few weeks, what is it, 2 weeks, is the TNA pay-per-view in Tampa?
No, that's October. 4 weeks. It's far October. More than that. Oh. So 5 weeks away.
Well, you know what? I am so accustomed to just show after show after show after show. Every company just has shows every week. There's not a Impact Plus show in between now and then.
No, there is not. We've got two more weeks from Brampton, and then we go to San Antonio, Texas, for a TV taping, and then we're in Tampa on October. I'm pulling it up here on October 11th, Tampa, Florida, for Bound for Glory, our biggest show of the year, where Leon Slater is going to challenge Nick Nemeth to become the youngest TNA world champion ever, if he wins.
As a historian, I was very glad to see him win and not be erased from history.
Like he is so now many. Both the he's the youngest X Division champion ever. He is tied for, although I think he might actually be a few minutes longer reigning X Division champion than Austin. Is it Austin Aries that he's tied with? But I think he might be a few minutes longer reigning. And he cashed in I think 45 minutes. He is now also the shortest reigning X Division champion of all time.
Quite a record-setting night in many ways for Leon Slater. And you said you're going to San Antonio in between there? That's a place I've never been. I've always wanted to go.
Yep, been there a few times. And then after Tampa and Dothan, Alabama, we're heading to El Paso as well, which is always a great town.
Dothan is it's not where my uncle and aunt live, but it's, I believe, like the closest big city to
big doing a lot of work there, I think.
I know. The closest big city to them in Alabama, but I've never been down there, so yeah, you're seeing the world. What more exactly can you ask for? Are you gonna wear that shirt, that beautiful Hawaiian shirt down to Tampa? You'll fit right in.
maybe I'll bring it with me.
Yeah, you should. All right, well, tomorrow we also have a full SmackDown lineup I can give you, spoiler-free. And I could just let you know that there's a backstage segment leading to a title match that takes place. I'm not going to reveal who gets the world title match, but this show took place in Cleveland, and there are a few Clevelandites on the roster, Ohioans.
Miz going for the title again?
I don't.
I have no idea. I didn't watch the show.
It is not the Miz.
He's the name that comes to mind in Cleveland.
No, it's not the Miz. Although, honestly, at this point, I may have rather seen the Miz challenge for the title. He's got more credibility than the other person. Wow. But, yeah. Fatal Influence take on Charlotte Flair and Tatum Paxley. Tiffany Stratton takes on Nia Jax. We have the debut of the team of Shinsuke Nakamura and Kyoki Bakusai, I believe is how it's said. And that's it. And that's actually more information I have given you than they would give you, because their preview wouldn't even have all of that. So look forward to SmackDown tomorrow. They make it quite enticing when they know what's already going to be on the show. They had like two things advertised for the tape show Monday night on Raw. But I guess when you have a banger of a main event like Phoenix and Penta that the show is built on, you don't really need to advertise much more. I don't know. And we also have a Collision lineup that was taped last night. So I will give it to you spoiler free. I will do my best to give it to you spoiler-free here. ROH Women's Champion Athena takes on Isla Dawn in a Proving Grounds match. Nick Wayne takes on Commander.
She's been the Ring of Honor Women's Champion for like 4 years, and she has to prove herself?
Well, she's not proving herself.
Ah, okay.
Isla Dawn has to prove herself to get a title match. I love these because they have the Proving Grounds matches and they have the title eliminators. But there's no rhyme or reason as to who gets a title shot, who doesn't get a title shot. If you get put in a title eliminator, if you're in a Proving Grounds match. I myself was in a Proving Grounds tag title match one time. I don't even understand because I don't wrestle for Ring of Honor, but I was at least in a Proving Grounds match. However, regardless all that, Persephone will defend her TBS championship against Vert Vixen, as was announced on the show last night. Hangman Page, Bandido, and Brody King will once again reprise their championship winning team as they take on TBNA. Kyle Fletcher and Kevin Knight take on Juice Robinson and Ace Austin of the Bang Bang Gang. The Motor City Machine Guns, who have now been in AEW for a month, I believe, will make their in-ring debut in competition as they take on the Swirl, Blake Christian, and Lee Johnson. The Young Bucks take on Brian Cage and Jake Doyle of the Don Callis family. And what I believe will be the main event, or at least on paper should be the main event, AEW National Champion Andrade El Idolo defends his title against Gabe Kidd, which would be like a main event match in New Japan. And it's just, you know, just here on Collision.
Saturday. I would have thought Jericho wrestled on Collision to at least explain why he was sweaty and had his hair all messed up for his backstage promo on Dynamite.
I was wondering, like, when that started, I was like, is this from Sunday? Is this like after the Battle Royal Gauntlet match that he was in? But then Nick Wayne, when he showed up, he was fully clothed, like it was live. So
yeah, showered with dry hair. So I'm like, yeah, couldn't have been. So I was fully expecting you to say Jericho wrestled on Collision, and it was taped before his backstage promo. But maybe Jericho's just a sweaty guy that doesn't wear a shirt.
Well, Jericho's testicles got kicked all the way to Vietnam.
Wayne. So he was sweaty and looking messed up before that.
He's probably even sweatier and more messed up after, I would imagine. But there's one other news note here I'd like to touch on before we go to the break, and that is a clarification, because our own Brian Alvarez reports that rather than the 75% figure that's been thrown out there, been rumored, the pay cut offered to the new level, Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston, was closer to the originally reported 50% that they had mentioned on Ariel Helwani's show than 75%, which has been bandied about. So just a small clarification there before we head to break. When we come back from the break, we hopefully will get through the AEW Dynamite show, but hey, maybe it'll run over.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back on the air with you. False advertising buffet. Everybody's eating good. Brian Alvarez, Mike Sempervivi, not here. However, you got the A-team, not a bunch of B-minus players like those scrubs. You got Filthy Tom, you got Lance Storm, and we got an AEW Dynamite review coming at you, hot off the heels of AEW All In, where six championships changed hands. We go to Texas. We get a long video package that showed most of the happenings from Wembley Stadium on Sunday. We then went to the ring where the new AEW World Champion Will Ospreay was introduced to the live crowd. They gave him a big "you deserve it" chance along with singing his name. Will said that for the past 10 years, Kenny Omega, who was not on this show, nursing his injuries as he should be after their match on Sunday, said Kenny Omega has been the best wrestler on the planet for 10 years. 364 days out of the year, he still is the best wrestler, but it just took that one day for Will Ospreay to get it done. He said it's two wins to Kenny, two to Will. He's satisfied being Kenny's equal. That's all he ever wanted to be. But if Kenny isn't satisfied, then he can name the time and the place, and they can sort it out. Will talked about the United Empire. It was weird because he talked about the United Empire, and then he said, you know, that's the thing I've been missing in AEW, the training and the camaraderie. And it's like, dude, you were in the Death Riders, right? Like, you turned your back on Moxley and the group. You were training with them for months. That's what we watched you backstage with them. What are you talking about?
Well, also, too, they were on this show with him. So it's like, what was preventing them from being there and training with him?
Yeah. In the lead up to Forbidden Door, weren't they on the show? Yeah. They did tag matches then. What? He went to Japan. What's stopping him from going to Japan?
I don't know. This Will Ospreay. Also catch that he pulled a Brian Alvarez and dropped an F-bomb right at the beginning?
Did he?
Yeah, he commented how hot it was in Texas, and I think his accent slid the F-bomb under the radar.
I mean, to be quite honest, I try not to pay that much attention to the things that Will Ospreay says. But Ricochet came out on the entrance ramp, and he wanted the first crack at Ospreay. Gabe Kidd, guess what? You know what Gabe Kidd is? He's a madman. He's a madman. He's mad. He's always mad. He's a madman. So he was mad. And he wanted the title, I guess. This led to the demand and the dogs, although there's no Finley. It's just Gabe Kidd and Clark Connors surrounding the ring. And then the United Empire showed up. So Will Ospreay has somebody to hang out with and train with. And a 10-man tag was made for the main event of the show.
Yeah, I was grateful for that opening video package. As someone who didn't watch All In, I thought that opening video package made it feel like a giant, important show. And plugging the replay and showing that video package, I think, was really smart.
I thought that last year's show was fantastic. And I thought this year's was better. And I think it was because they were on a time crunch is really what it boils down to. The fact that they got it done in 4.5 hours on the main show. And if you watch, I really just watched the gauntlet going into the main show. So I got about 5 hours of wrestling, which is, I mean, what you would expect from an AEW pay-per-view. So it didn't overdo it for me. I thought that the time crunch kind of helped the show as far as the pacing went. So Swerve and the New Level of Kofi and Awesome Austin Creed defended the AEW Trios title against the Rascals. This was the nonstop party match style, big high impact moves.
Boy, was it ever.
gravity-defying dives, creative multiple-person spots. At the end, the new level used a double-team stomp and kind of like a big ending, followed by a house call kick by Swerve, and they retained the titles.
This was really exciting. Like, you know what I mean? This is what AEW was built on, the party match, and it was great. And Kofi and Creed.
Awesome Austin.
Awesome, yes. They looked like they were having a heck of a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's like, I was listening to Dave and Brian talk about this match on Observer Radio, and they talked about how quickly the New Day is up to speed on this AEW house style and how they've changed it just a little bit. But to me, the thing that stood out the most is like, these guys are probably having the time of their lives after having just been doing whatever they were doing. They were having funerals on Raw. Awesome Austin Creed was dressed like Jackie Onassis for months. You know what I mean? Like wearing a veil. So to see them out there taking on the Rascals, a team that they probably thought that they may never wrestle ever, looked like they were having a great time. And I had a good time watching this match. As they left, the Young Bucks went to the ring for an interview. They had a few words. And then when we came back from commercial, the Bucks did an interview where they said they were screwed at Wembley, which is true. They called out Cope and Christian. However, they got FTR and Stokely. Eventually, Cope and Christian did come out and said that at All Out in Chicago, they challenged the other teams to a three-way to defend their titles. And Cope said this match may just involve chairs. It may involve tables, but it damn sure is going to have a ladder. So I guess we're still open-ended about the other two, but it sounds like it's going to be a TLC or a CLT or whatever you want to call it.
They've got to be careful what they call it, so they just let you know what's coming. So
all that, you know, if they just did the same thing that all the indie companies are forced to do now and switch to doors, they wouldn't have to change very much. Tables, ladders, and doors. TLD.
No.
There we go. No. Doors, man.
You had doors and tables. You want just doors, ladders, and chairs. You switched out the wrong thing.
Big surprise. I mean, I think it's from that chain shot to the head.
That was impressive, brother.
Oh, man. Lexi interviewed. That's where we're at. Lexi interviewed the United Empire backstage, asked him about finding a fifth for tonight. Callum Newman says he's got it handled. Will Ospreay kind of like big brothered Callum Newman here, because he was like, I don't need you to tell me it's okay to recruit people for the Empire. I started the United Empire. And he's like, whoa. And then Lexi's like, okay, Will, you made this 10-person match. You only have 4 people. You're talking about recruiting people. Do you have a fifth? And Will's like, no, I don't. It's like, why would you want this guy as your leader? You know what I mean? Like, if you're Callum Newman, you're the one that's in the right. This guy's talking down to you. You're the leader in United Empire, not because, like, Will Ospreay, like, he just left. That's what happened. Will Ospreay just left. He didn't come back. He was like an absentee father. So you took over the United Empire, and now he's back making decisions for you. I am on Callum Newman's side.
He tells him he's not allowed to pick the fifth man, and they go, well, who do you got? He's like, I got nobody.
Yeah, I got nobody. So Callum Newman's like, well, we already have somebody because we have a benefactor in New Japan. He's already in the United Empire. He's already here. So let's bring him out. And it was Andrade. So he's now aligned with the UE in AEW as well. We had Darby Allin take on Mark Davis. Mark Davis jumped him. They fought throughout the crowd. We go to commercial. We come back, and the first thing I see is Darby Allin doing a coffin drop off the ledge in the arena. The match still hasn't started. They finally get back in the ring. Davis,
when do they decide when it's time to bring security out and settle things down? How long did these guys fight before the match?
At least it had to be like 10 minutes, right? They went to a commercial. They fought in the crowd. Eventually, Where's Doug Dillinger? Right? Where's the head of security? Can we get somebody? Are these people, did they not run into, like, isn't that John Moxley's dressing room back there? Aren't they encroaching on the Death Rider's space? Anyways, Davis beat the crap out of this guy. Darby made his comeback. Freaking missile dropkick off the post to the floor. And then Davis climbs in the ring, he hits two coffin drops and wins. Let me just say this. Darby Allin might be my favorite wrestler to watch. Every single match, I know it's going to be wild. I know it's going to be a car crash. But how much longer can he do it? I mean, good God. It's like you don't need to jump off the post to do a missile dropkick on a nothing match on Dynamite after you've already done a coffin drop off the ledge. You don't need to do it, Darby. I know it's awesome, but you don't have to.
Ugh. He does, though. That's his deal, brother.
He does need to. I know. That's why
he'll probably be
so
the guy
much.
That outlasts us all.
He really will. He's gonna be like one of those. He's gonna be in Arena Mexico when he's 90, working down there. He got beat up. Sting, El Hijo del Sting, made the save. Great drop kick. I cannot wait to see this guy in action. Actually, I know I could go do it right now. I could pull up a dark match. I could go find whatever he's done previously. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to wait. I want to see what this guy's got in his debut on Dynamite. And quite frankly, I am looking forward to it. Woo! Or, well, I mean, that was my attempt at Sting.
Him and Josh should be great, I'm sure.
Alex Windsor took on Megan Bain. Megan Bain got her win back with she hit Windsor with the tag title and then pinned her with a power bomb. So it looks like we're going to a rematch with those tag teams. Jericho got kicked in the jimmy by Nick Wayne backstage. At least Jericho rightfully made fun of Nick Wells' puka shell necklace. Gonna pop out of me. But then...
quite the throwback visual of when Chris kicked Sean in the ding-ding. It was almost the exact same mirror-for-mirror image with Nick Wayne in the Jericho role. Also, I want to mention, I thought the women's match was quite good.
Oh, Windsor.
I haven't seen a lot of either lady, and I thought they did really well.
Yeah, Megan Bain's got a huge upside. Windsor's always good. Tough wrestler. I like watching her. There was a Mercedes championship celebration, which, I mean, it was fine. It wasn't much. But what it did set up was a great interruption by Thekla, who, like... I thought she was fantastic. Just what a character. She's so over the top in a great way. She, I thought, outshined Mercedes. Now, I believe it was set up for that, but she did great microphone work. What a character. Thekla came off like a beast.
Thekla on the mic is like Darby Allin in the ring. It's like you can't take your eyes away because you don't want to miss anything because you know it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, her cadence, her ability just to change her voice. She is on another level speaking wise when it comes to most wrestlers, really. Her character work is phenomenal. Britt Baker and Persephone did a backstage promo. Persephone will defend against Vert Vixen on Collision. John Moxley beat AR Fox in a title eliminator. This is the Moxley match where he gives the challenger a ton of offense, but puts him away convincingly in the end, as he did so with the Death Rider, and he got the win. And then we had the 10-man tag main event, where the Demand and the Dogs took on the United Empire, which was United, as we had Andrade El Idolo, the Benefactor, joining in as part of United Empire. This match started off with Hanare and Toa Leona. We got a battle of the Maori against the Samoans.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. U.S. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I'm telling you, they were doing the haka back and forth, Lance. A Maori versus a Samoan. We haven't seen something like this since the days of Captain Cook. This match started off hot. It broke down after Will got the hot tag. Everybody was going wild. It went back to Hanare and Toa headbutting each other. Everybody's hitting signature offense. Andrade finally caught Clark Connors with a back elbow. And then Ospreay did much of the same, landed the hidden blade, and they got the win in the 10-man main event. But even bigger news than the champion pinning a low card guy in the main event of a 10-man tag was after the match. The brawl broke out. Gabe Kidd low blows Ospreay. He grabs a chair and he's going to brain him right in the middle of the ring. But John Moxley came out and he took the chair away. And then the agent of chaos once again made his presence known as a graphic popped up on the screen that on September 26th, at AEW All Out, Will Ospreay will defend the title against Jon Moxley.
Big match, and they got it in before my DVR cut out, so was grateful for that.
It looked like both men were confused, like, oh my God, this is what it's coming to? As if they had never considered that they were going to face off sometime soon. I mean, you know, you're both on big time win streaks. You're both at the top of the card. You've been feuding. It's kind of a built-in storyline. I mean, they didn't see it, but hell, Tony Khan did. And now the rest of us are going to see it on September 26th as well. Thank you, Lance, for being with me. Is that music going? Are we going to go through another overrun? What is happening here? Can somebody put 24 more minutes on the clock? Because we've got about 8 more segments to get in. Oh, no, I guess we're going to take off. Thanks for joining me today, Lance. Thanks for listening, anybody. And we will be back with you next time
Wrestling Observer Live.